Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There have been a number of articles around the concern about terrorism in South Africa. How real a problem is this? We wanted to try and find out from the expert, Jasmine Opperman, terrorist specialist focusing on Africa. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Morning, Howard. And morning to your listeners, and welcome back from the park.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we were in contact on Twitter during that time. It was just so, I believe that that's your happy place, right?
Oh, Barakandal is my happy place.
Absolutely incredible. All right, but some not so happy concerns around rising terrorism in Africa. Tell us about, tell us how serious a problem this is.
If we're going to look at Africa as a whole, the problem is serious. Both Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State clearly have not only found a footprint, but busy expanding their footprint in various spots in Africa. The highest number of claims by the Islamic State comes from Africa. And with that also, needless to say, Mozambique comes to mind. But in South Africa specifically, I want to take you back to the Paris-based Financial Action Task Force that recently released a report on our banking system and the manipulation and a lack of ability to counter major financial crimes and terrorism. So South Africa remains, it seems, like a hotbed for these criminal networks and for terror networks in supporting international terror groups. We cannot deny that any longer. It has been a reality.
Why would that be the case? Is that because our sympathies are in the wrong place? Is it because our controls are not there? Or is it a combination of everything?
I think it's a combination. But Howard, at the end of the day, when we talk terrorism and the way to counter terrorism, we're talking about a capability and effective governance in countering the activities that is directly related to terrorism or being used to support terrorism. In South Africa specifically, even if we do succeed to some extent in getting some control over the formal economic flows, we're sitting with a vast informal economy, spaza shops, as a case in point, where there are flows of money that simply remains unaccounted. And for as long as that is the case, weak governance and weak control will be a friendly alliance to these terror groups.
Right. So it's also, so it's partly because as well, we've got the financial aspect of it. It's not just the fact that we, our law enforcement in general is weak. It's that we've got this whole level of money flowing, which is what terrorism needs, obviously.
Exactly. If we are struggling, Howard, to fight organized crime, we've seen with the Tavern shootings. We have seen recently with the Krugersdorp incident now in the media. Horrific. But if we are struggling to counter criminal networks with a different intent but high in sophistication, how much more will it relate to terrorism and counter their footprint in South Africa, although we have not crossed the threshold into specific attacks? And I think it's risky to measure South Africa's risk to terrorism purely based on an act of terror. Terrorism is far more sophisticated in its presence and how it projects itself in a country.
Mm. What about our sympathy towards countries that fund terror, like Iran?
Can you just repeat that question? So I didn't get it.
No problem. What about our South African government sympathy towards countries like Iran, who are well-known sponsors of terrorism? Does that play a role?
I think at the end of the day, what our government has to realize is that it is not a question of if you are friends with certain states that they are going to, that they're going to guard or they're going to protect you against terrorism. We have to realize that whoever we associate with, whoever we align with in the fight against terrorism will be politically influenced, will be based on interest driven certain foreign opportunities for these states. And these friends will view a diplomatic channel as a point of convenience for group or non-state groups to find such footprints in South Africa. And that in itself contains a risk. In fighting terrorism, our first step is protecting the nation of South Africa, and that is not based on how other states define and look at terrorism.
Mm. The fact that this is now becoming a concern, and you're saying we haven't crossed the threshold yet, but the trajectory that we are on, is that a concern, and does that, unless things change, does that make terror attacks almost inevitable?
Howard, yes. I mean, doing forward risk analysis on terrorism, you're always stuck with the question, is an attack likely in South Africa? And I always have the same answer, why not? What makes South Africa so unique that we can sit back and say, yes, we might have their footprint, we might have their sympathizers, which we do, yeah. And we might have financial support, but there's no problem of a terrorist attack. I think it's naive. When you play with terrorism, you are playing with the devil in his own background, you're playing bad case scenario, and the risk of an attack is always the worst case scenario as a reality in our country. And for that, our intelligence services and our security forces need to understand that there cannot be a moment of relaxation in countering such possibilities. If we look at organized crime and the extreme measures they are taking in killing people, in their sophistication in executing attacks, if we're going to have a terror footprint or a terror person or a cell willing to execute an attack based on conviction beyond financial interest, we are in serious trouble. In South Africa is as vulnerable as any other state on the African continent to a terror attack.
Yeah, well, because if you think about it, if you just talk about those tavern shootings over the last couple of weeks, and if those weren't crime, they could easily have been terror. In which case we are there exactly with that which we were so afraid of.
Exactly. And I mean, if you look at those attacks, yes, we might not have all the detail and we do not see any political, ideological intent behind those attacks, and it could be financial gains, but we can still not make a call on this matter. But at the end of the day, they are reflecting a vulnerability in our society, exposed to organized crime and devastating consequences. So much more for terrorism that is aimed at countering government.
And ideological. Absolutely. Very, very, very concerning. Jasmine Opperman, terrorist specialist, is focusing on Africa, talking to us about the South African situation.